What I used to be, what I used to do, I was doing it all wrong. Now he have given me a new life. And that life I am to live is hid in Christ. And I am to live that life. Not the life of the flesh, not the life of the world, not the life that the devil has tried to make me live. Because it's dead. I'm dead to that. Hello?
Amen.
All right, moving right along. I'm going to do a switcheroo on you. Is that okay? Colossians chapter 3. Still in chapter 3, but I'm changing translations. Listen closely. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. Passion. This is the Passion translation. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above. All right? I want y'all to pay close attention. This is why we are to yearn for all that which is above. Why? For that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power. That's where Christ what sits enthroned at the place of all power, authority. Yes, fasten on, feast on all the treasure of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with what? Heavenly realities, and not with the distraction of this natural realm. Listen now. Your crucifixion with Christ has what? Service, the tie to this life. That's why you can't be saying, walking around saying, I'm a sinner saved by grace. It severs the tie. You've been set free from it. You're not a sinner, even though you missed it. You done wrong. That baby didn't certainly turn into a dog because he messed up and didn't do right, messed the diaper. No, it's still a baby. It just needs to be cleaned up and straightened up and trained up. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? But we go around and tag people with something they're not. Once you're born again, if you're not born again, you just need to get born again. But once you're born again, you're a child of God. I don't care who says what, and what I say and what somebody else say, you can't change that because God did it. It severs the tie to this life. Y'all better hear me today. And now your true life is what? Hidden away. Where? In God. In Christ. So if you don't get in there and find out who you are, you're going to live a phony life. Because your true life is hidden away in God, in Christ. And if you don't get in this word and get in prayer and get before God, you're going to live a phony life. And the devil going to beat you up. Excuse the expression, y'all think I'm cussing, but I'm saying what's in the Bible. He's going to beat the hell out of you. And that's what he's doing. He's going to beat you up. He's going to beat you down. He's going to kick you around because you have not found your true life. Your true life, he can't get in there. What did the word say? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You come to the table and feast, and the enemy has to stand at a distance and watch. Oh
my God.
So, y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Verse 4. And as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be what? Revealed. For you are now one with him in his glory. Now do you think Christ is a sinner? How can you be one with him and be something different from him? How many of you go put half a tank of gas and half a tank of water in your car? You ain't going to do it. You don't even put a drop in there if you can help it. But here you are going to try to mix God and sinner, Christ and the sinner together, make them be something. That's totally confusion. I am who God says I am. I don't care what my feelings say. I don't care what Dr. So-and-so say. You understand what I mean by that? God has spoken. He did it. I received it. If I want some information, I'm going to go to the one that did it. If I want to know what happened, I'm going to go to the one that got to provided me with what he did. Verse 5, live as one who have died. Now listen to this. You see, why I'm going to show you why people, when you're a Christian and you get this word in you, but what most people do, they go around and condemn you, and they already know they're wrong. Then the person get mad, and then they get bitter. Then they'll get in rebellion, and then the devil take over, and then they don't know how to deliver themselves. But listen what he said. Live as one who has died to every form of sexual sin and impurity. Why? Because you're letting Christ live in you. If you get born again and then find out who you are, you won't be getting in sexual sin. What you mean by sexual sin? Having sex outside of marriage. You honor the covenant vow. See, sex ain't nothing wrong with sex. You can have all the sex you want. You just need to do it God's way. God done told you how to do it. But people want to do it every other way and violate. And there come all kind of problems, disease, and children raised out of the wrong way, uncared for, untrained, untaught, and you just got a problem. Because they did it out, they disobeyed God. And see, nothing wrong with sex, and nothing wrong, but then, y'all, I'm coming. You notice he said what? Sexual sin and impurity. Live as one who had died to what? Disease. But some people go around and tell you, God don't heal everybody. That's a lie. God heal anybody, receive his healing. I'll even go take it a step further. God had already healed you. You just got to catch up. You just got to catch up and find out that it's already done. He's not going to heal you. He's already healed you. When Jesus got up, your healing was complete. Hallelujah. And now listen, and the desire for forbidden what? Things, including the desire for wealth, which is the essential of what? Idol worship. When you lived in those vices, vices. You ignited the anger of God against these acts of disobedience.